As of last night, State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had not allowed the oral chemotherapy bill to be scheduled for what appears to be the Assembly's last week in session this spring. Last week, Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald crafted an unusual procedural move to halt the bill in his chamber, as his brother Jeff lobbies against the measure on behalf of an HMO trade group. But late yesterday, Governor Walker told reporters the bill may not be dead.
Just look at the number of sponsors that you have, both in the Republican caucus and the Democrat caucus. I would not be surprised if it ultimately got a vote and ended up on our desk.
Newspaper stories have indicated about 60% of state representatives and 80% of senators support the bill, which would make health insurance firms offer the same coverage for chemotherapy pills as the companies do for chemo drugs through an IV. As the bill languishes, critics are turning up the heat, including on Senator Fitzgerald. Milwaukee Common Council President Michael Murphy called out the senator yesterday, as Murphy also blasted a bill curtailing early voting.
Senator, if you're really looking at legislation to deal with equal and fair, start with chemotherapy drugs. Make sure that it's equal and fair that treatment for people who are suffering from cancer get the same deal as people who are in the hospital versus taking oral medicine at home.
Democratic candidate for governor Mary Burke also backs the oral chemotherapy bill. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.